This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ben Johnson yesterday said, actually it was Sunday, he was asked after the game about Caleb Williams. Happy birthday to Caleb Williams. He's still just a baby, though.
He's just
Happy
a baby.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
The Iceman cometh.
Isn't that in our system, too?
Probably, yeah.
It is.
Yeah, Brandon Fireworks back there.
Yeah, I think he's just
Black
a baby until at least like 26.
Hey, wait till tomorrow's show, man.
Is he just a baby if it's 24 years old?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to infantilize a 24-year-old.
Come on. That's
not,
just a baby.
Not, it's just they're young, you know? I'm not the college coach out here being like, hey, they're just kids.
Is today Brandon Fryer's birthday?
He's definitely a professional. But, yeah, 24, you're still just a baby.
Just a baby.
Just a baby.
Can't rent a car without paying for the extra for the car insurance.
See, when you have, I think, yeah, when you have to still pay extra fees for your age, guess what you are?
A baby.
Just a baby. I say that lovingly. But yeah, so happy birthday to Caleb Williams. And as we know, Ben Johnson, after he watches the tape, it's a must listen every Monday. That comes out on Monday afternoon. The Bears YouTube channel puts that out for us. And that's kind of where I sat with this after. I really feel like it was a tape watch. There were a lot of drops, as we know. There were a couple of overthrows, as we know. And I think I'm not necessarily mad at the overthrows. You know, I keep practicing, keep trying to work on that timing, because when they hit, it's going to be amazing. Like, I need you to keep taking shots downfield. I don't care. So I'm still into it. And theoretically, even if the ball gets intercepted, it's still going to be bad position, field position for the other team. So I'm still okay with all of it. But I didn't know how to feel about the passing game that I thought was largely inconsistent, especially given the completion rate as well. Nowhere near 70%, more like in the 50s against the Vikings on Sunday. So Ben Johnson said, I have to look at the tape. So he looked at the tape, and then he was asked about his performance. Let's take a listen.
He kept the ball out of harm's way. He did a great job protecting that football. I can't say enough good things about their defense in terms of how they create turnovers. I mean, they all these forced fumbles, it's by design. You know, it's very deliberate by them. I thought our whole crew did a great job taking care of that football. And then Caleb, in particular, did a good job throwing the ball away when things weren't present. And so that was good to see. I would agree with you. You know, we sat and we watched the tape, and we had a couple opportunities there to really get some big plays potentially down the field, and we didn't capitalize on those. Those are a couple that he'd like to have back, but I thought all in all, I thought he played a pretty solid football game.
Ben, on that note, how would you like to see Caleb like clean up some of those deep shots that you were referencing that he didn't connect on?
Yeah, I mean, I think the two that come to mind were the first two third downs of the game. You know, the first one to Rome was just maybe a foot or two a little bit deeper than we would like. And, you know, sometimes that happens early in the game when you take a deep shot is you're not quite in a rhythm yet, and that can get away from you. And so I wasn't too terribly disappointed by it. I thought he made a nice read. I thought Rome ran a good route, and The more time and task we have on that, the more connections we'll get. The second, third down of the game, that's one that we need to hit. You know, DJ did a nice job popping open there on that one. And, I think that's one of the few that Caleb would like back.
So after we heard Ben Johnson say pretty succinctly on Sunday, I have to look at the tape. This is a much different take, I think, on what we heard. So I don't mind it out of him. Some coaches, I think, use it as a clear smoke screen because it's a way for them to not throw players under the bus. I don't get that in this situation. Mark Rohde, what do you think?
Well, he used the one of the safest speaking terms is, I'm sure he'd want some of those back. Like, that's like the softest possible way to criticize a player and be real about it. And what was real is what he said, and that is that he missed some big plays down the field. I'm hearing that. But I will go back to part of what my theme was for yesterday. The Bears are winners. Caleb Williams, although it wasn't his best game, played winning football right down to the end of this game. And it was up and down, like in terms of really good stuff. The 24-yard pass, one of his two explosives on the day, the 24-yard pass to Roma Dunze, which, by the way, came right after, and I'd like to know more about that play too, the missed handoff to Swift. It's Swift's fumble, but Swift didn't look like he knew he was going to get the football in that spot. So I don't know if we have something on that. He mentioned it right there, the bad overthrow to DJ Moore. Like, those still are like, got to make those plays. And then, of course, the play, I don't think he mentioned it necessarily here, but the play to Colston Loveland, which we talked about a little bit yesterday, though it didn't lead to anything but a punt, it was a sick play to him. So the ups and downs were real. He wasn't helped out by his receivers. Again, a couple of drops, but that's the way I look at it for Caleb Williams.
What I love about Mondays with Ben Johnson, and I've come to really appreciate this, is that I'm not really worried about what he says on Sundays anymore because I know this to be true. He is going to look at the tape, and it's not a smokescreen. He is going to tell you what he thinks about what he saw on the tape. Also, in addressing the media, a great use of a textbook call, the old management sandwich. He comes out, and this is how the management sandwich works. I've been a manager. You should pay attention to this if you've ever like had conversations, evaluations, assessments by your management team, direct manager or otherwise. The management sandwich works like this. You say something good about someone's performance, and then you weave in the negative about the performance, and you end on a positive note about the performance. So now you've taken the bad and you've put some good around it, so it softens the blow. And what he did here, first thing he says is he kept the ball out of harm's way. Quarterback's number one job, don't turn the ball over. He did not turn the ball over. That's the difference between his 50% completion rate and the 50% completion rate of J.J. McCarthy. He did not turn the ball over.
Yep.
Then he says, couple of opportunities downfield that we missed on.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, but you know what? Solid football game all in all. And that's when Courtney Cronin comes in with the follow-up question.
Look at
you. But the management sandwich, that is a thing you've got to recognize when it happens so you can understand how he's presenting his quarterback, not throwing him under the bus, but being honest in the assessment, but still focusing on, hey, we won the game, and this is why he was a crucial part of us winning the game.
Like, say it's a year from now today, 25-year-old Caleb Williams won't be happy with that performance from Sunday. We'll think he will have progressed enough by then. But yeah, I think it's okay to say, again, when the simple task of just winning the games is really the most important one right now, and then they said it 2 weeks ago, that they want to not just win in the last minute, they want to have a more score in hand in the fourth quarter.
Win
be
normal.
Be up by like a touchdown, maybe even two if you're crazy, you know, that type of thing in the fourth quarter. That's the next level for them. But I don't mind that they're still in this right now. I do want to see, knowing his arm strength, Caleb Williams is, I do want to see some of these downfield shots hit. And I'm okay with keeping on calling them to make that timing work. Maybe I'm a little crazy like that, but I feel...
You're getting greedy?
Not greedy. I just think, like, the risk is so low, typically, especially early in a game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I've said this before. Either it's incomplete or you get a massive amount of play, you know, yards in the play, or you get a touchdown. Or worst case scenario, it's intercepted and you still pin the opposing team close to their own end zone because he can throw it so
far. Almost like a punt. Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. Especially, like you said, I think the key there is early in the game because there's all the rest of the game to make up anything that goes wrong. Now, you can't do that late in the game because you have way less margin for error. I just think for Caleb Williams, and one of the things that if he's talking about throwing it downfield, I haven't seen enough of that this season. And frankly, I haven't seen enough of that from him as an NFL player.
Well, and I like this text from 815. You can text us and call us 312-644-6767. I'm Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. This says Ben Johnson loves EPA. Ben doesn't love time of possession and turnover differential, aka what Matt Eberflus, Mark Grody's doppelganger, used to call complimentary football. These Bears are winning
Meaning what?
Do I really still look like the Flus when I do my hair like this? Oh,
man. These Bears are winning how Ben doesn't like and Eberflus adores. There's reasons why Ben, after wins, doesn't look super happy. I think that's a really good point. You know, fake Matt Eberflus, what do you think in terms of good?
Right. I like it all. Stinger.
I will say this. The most compelling video from Sunday's game was after the final horn, and you're watching Caleb Williams walk to midfield, and the way he's shaking his head, like, man, this is some bull. This was not good. We won the game. We're 7-3, but this is not good, and I know I'm going to catch hell for it, and I've got some stuff to clean up, and I'm not happy about the way this game went.
The funny part is, do we think he's catching hell from fans, or is that just his coaching staff?
I think more so it's giving ammunition for the naysayers, but also, yeah, I think he's getting taken to task by his coaching staff on a day like yesterday. You know, they watched the film together, and I bet it gets uncomfortable at times when you're 16 for 32. That's 16 incompletions to talk about.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to all that said, what you guys are just discussing here. I can't wait, and unfortunately, I am not going to be at Hallis Hall tomorrow. But it will be interesting to hear the Caleb Williams discussion tomorrow. Shame on me for not knowing this off the top of my head, but has anybody asked him about after the game, his demeanor right after the game? Has he been asked yet? Was the coach asked?
He was not asked about Sunday's demeanor.
Okay. Like, we're all trying to figure out why he was so stoic. I hope that question is asked tomorrow.
Is that what you would call it, stoic? Because I just thought he was angry.
I think it's worth asking. You know why? It's a logistical issue. Because think about it. At the time they're going to shake hands, reporters are already gathering in the press conference room or wherever they need to be to get the information.
Right.
So reporters that are on the scene covering the beat don't see that until their second
watch. I see what you guys are saying. Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Like, I understand. I was just asking if it was out there from anybody at this point. And no. So it'll be interesting to hear because I think we'll probably get a pretty good answer.
Also, we've got another birthday on the Bears, and he's not just a baby.
Bears?
Old Joe Tooney. You're either just a baby or you're old with us.
There's no in between.
There's no in between.
Happy birthday, Joe Tooney.
Joe Tooney, well into his 30s. He's a dinosaur in NFL years.
I'm not willing to call him a dinosaur yet, but he is destructive like one.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's been great. So happy birthday to Joe Tooney. I hope you have either a very uneventful day of practice or an IR rest.
All Joe Tooney.
Because you deserve it. This segment with Raheem Harrison Grody brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. When we have breaking news on the show, it's brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano are our producers. Brandon Fryer helps us out as well. You can join us on Twitch, as I mentioned, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Our video team, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis, man the video team, and they also are in charge of our social media and our posts as well. And you can find us on our YouTube stream as well, YouTube 670 The Score. Coming up next here on Raheemy Harrison Grody, a.k.a. Fake Matt Eberflus.
That's me.
We got to get into some of the play calling as well. It wasn't just the discussions that were had surrounding some of the passing game pieces, but also how many runs they decided to call. Should it have been more? Ben Johnson actually talked about a play he wanted back, so let's listen to that next here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.